This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Analysts expect that within 5 years, China will be the world's movie box office king, moving up from number two. In 2012 alone, China added 10 theater screens daily. It now has 28,000. Only the U.S. has more than 40,000 screens, and a Chinese company owns 5,000 of those. The International Diabetes Federation reckons that there are 775,000 Kenyans with diabetes, but that only 25% know that they have it. The most expensive rent in the USA is in San Francisco. Swedish house prices, though, have doubled in the past 10 years and have risen 14% in the past year. Apartment prices there have risen by more than 150% in 10 years. A research study involving participants from Canada, China, Jordan, South Africa, and Turkey found that the children of non-believers were significantly more generous than those of believers. Avaaz claims 570,000 people around the world marched in solidarity with climate change to send a message to the opening of the climate conference in Paris. Streets there were filled with 11,000 pairs of shoes on Paris streets after the march was forbidden. France also placed 24 environmental activists under house arrest. The 10 years since Hurricane Katrina has been the longest stretch since 1872 in the Gulf Coast without a storm reaching winds of 111 miles per hour or greater. In the wake of police shootings and protests, Chicago will expand police body cameras to more than 1,000 policemen by mid-2016. Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah and others are making inquiries of private museums to determine if there is sufficient benefit to the public or if they are just tax dodges. Greek unions are scheduling another general strike against austerity measures. According to the EEOC, the federal contractor Aramark has agreed to pay back wages to over 300 African-American and male employees. The Department of Labor said were denied food service jobs on the basis of race and sex. American activist Laurie Berenson is finally heading home to New York 2 decades after being found guilty of aiding leftist rebels with Tupac Amaru in Peru. Of the 70,000 killed during the struggles in Peru, supposedly Tupac Amaru was responsible for less than 1,000 of them. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.